Sunday ramble through Alex Jordan's admittedly thonic inventions, situated in a valley among stones, by C.S.E. Cooney, for Sam Ron. It is in a corner he kills me, comes slashing thin and silent with his big flat-bladed hands. Afterwards, he dumps me in a bathtub in a clown car pulled by elephants. He ignores the hearse. Before that, in the forest by the picnic tables, he feeds me purple fruit, savory fowl, dried apricot. Has me fetch his guitar I cannot play. Play, he commands. And I do, a free etude in E. By the carousel of dolls, then, I think I'm done for. But the souls of dead children stymie him. He stays his hand. Look up, he says. This is where mannequins go when they die. The ladies hang, a whole battalion, Valkyries of the 70s. One is bearded. They all have wings. 1,000 times he might have murdered me, but the Methuselah pills in the apothecary induce in him a melancholy. No one tries anymore, he sighs. Commercials made for crack babies, I concur. We should move on. You first. The whale is wide as a rocket ship. We sprawl beneath it, watching the great squid, the shattered canoe. A ramp leads up to ever more scrimshaw, ships built inside bottles, polar bears. Ascending, he is Mac the Knife. Descending, a Colt. At the tip of infinity, he treads lightly, but our glass casket sways, a needle in space. The hills unroll close and warm. I smell like wilderness. We always linger longer than the others, move slower. Often, the exhilaration dizzies me. The red room is full of secret symbols. The chandelier trembles, the walls wheeze. There is a ghost in this machine. My killer conducts, claws on the right hand, clipped on the left. I lean against a wall, allowing tired phantoms to fulfill their ambitions in my fear. I teach him this word, Cormorant. He looks thoughtful. Rows and rows of little houses. I lose him once, stumble solitary through empty cities, an awkward giantess fleeing to her foe. He awaits, tucked away, full of fell intent. Tabletop miniatures aren't my thing, he says, by way of cheering me. I cling to him until I can recover. The old donut in the diner, the ancient eggs, turn my stomach. Inside a frame, a clipping of the Twin Towers, a flame. These are things I never need to see again. These are things I already remember. He comes upon the four horsemen as old friends at a party. I should have known to find you here. But after the niceties, greeting famine by name, pointing out war's peculiarities, complimenting death on his choice of filly, and, oh, pestilence, what a macabre collection of limbs. We walk on, through fawns and saints and shrieking horses, through battle and blunderbuss and crown jewels. How many times do I die today? In the bathroom, with the ceiling carpeted in green, on the fainting couch by the large blue urn, at each calliope, the brass bed, and talk of binding. The glare of 20,000 lights in the Japanese gardens among the water lilies. Later, when I am sated, slain, ready for an end to my labyrinthine day, he plays Wagner's Ring. The first two scenes. Look, I cry. Is that the moon? How it rises red and huge. Like it did last winter, when we romped together, when I fell into the snow and you vowed you would not follow. Trust him to arrange the moon.